Of course, the director was talking about Mameha. Heavens no, I don't want to see any dancing just now, Shojiro said. As I came to understand over the years, he preferred to be the center of attention himself. Besides, I'm having fun. Shojiro-san, we mustn't pass up an opportunity to see the famous Mameha, the director said, speaking this time without a trace of humor. A few geisha spoke up as well, and finally Shojiro was persuaded to ask her if she would perform, which he did as sulkily as a little boy. Already I could see Hatsumomo looking displeased. She poured more sake for Shojiro, and he poured more for her. They exchanged a long look as if to say their party had been spoiled. A few minutes passed while a maid was sent to fetch a shamisen, and one of the geisha tuned it and prepared to play. Then Mameha took her place against the backdrop of the tea house and performed a few very short pieces. Nearly anyone would have agreed that Mameha was a lovely woman, but very few people would have found her more beautiful than Hatsumomo, so I can't say exactly what caught Shojiro's eye. It may have been the sake he'd drunk, or it may have been Mameha's extraordinary dancing, for Shojiro was a dancer himself. Whatever it was, by the time Mameha came back to join us at the table, Shojiro seemed quite taken with her and asked that she sit beside him. When she did, he poured her a cup of sake and turned his back on Hatsumomo as if she were just another adoring apprentice. Well, Hatsumomo's mouth hardened and her eyes shrank to about half their size. As for Mameha, I never saw her flirt with anyone more deliberately than she did with Shojiro. Her face grew high and soft, and her eyes swished from his chest to his face and back again. From time to time, she drew the fingertips of her hand across the base of her throat, as though she felt self-conscious about the splotchy blush that had appeared there. There wasn't really any blush, but she acted it so convincingly, you wouldn't have known it without looking closely. Then one of the geisha asked Shojiro if he'd heard from Baijiru-san. Baijiru-san, said Shojiro in his most dramatic manner, has abandoned me. I had no idea who Shojiro was talking about, but Tachibana, the old koto player, was kind enough to explain in a whisper that Baijiru-san was the English actor Basil Rathbone, though I'd never heard of him at the time. Shojiro had taken a trip to London a few years earlier and staged a kabuki performance there. The actor, Basil Rathbone, had admired it so much that with the help of an interpreter, the two of them had developed something of a friendship. Shojiro may have lavished attention on women like Hatsumomo or Mameha, but the fact remained that he was homosexual, and since his trip to England, he'd made it a running joke that his heart was destined to be broken because Bajiru-san had no interest in men. It makes me sad, said one of the geisha quietly, to witness the death of a romance. Everyone laughed except for Hatsumomo, who went on glowering at Shojiro.